This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. After the completion of first phase of general elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. In the second phase, polling will be held in 88 parliamentary seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency on 26th of this month. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. Senior leaders of various political parties are addressing rallies across the country in their bid to woo the voters. In Lok Sabha election 2024, second phase polling will be held on 26 April in Amroha parliamentary constituency to decide the political fate of total 12 candidates, including 8 independent contestants. A total number of 17,13,154 voters here, including 9,06,779 male voters, 8,06,318 female voters, and 57 transgender voters. Bharatiya Janata Party has fielded Kanwar Singh Tanwar for third consecutive time. Kanwar Singh Tanwar has won this seat in 2014 general elections, defeating Humara Akhtar of Samajwadi Party. But in the 2019 election, he had to face defeat when BSP candidate of SP-BSP Alliance, Konwar Danish Ali, emerged victorious. This time also, the main contest appears between BJP candidate Kanwar Singh Tanwar and Congress candidate of SP Congress Alliance, Konwar Danish Ali. Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded a new face, Mujahid Hussain, for this seat. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections is being held today. The filing of papers for the phase ended yesterday. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in third phase of the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. In Gujarat, scrutiny of the nomination forms for Lok Sabha polls and by-elections to the 5 assembly seats is underway. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the first phase of the general elections held yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave. In a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride, 102 Lok Sabha seats spread over 17 states and 4 union territories went to polls in the first phase. The Election Commission has thanked voters and the entire election machinery. Chief Justice of India Dr. D.Y. Chandrachur has said that the enactment of new criminal laws clearly indicates that the country is changing and moving forward. Addressing a conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Chandrachur said that with the enactment of 3 criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Saksiya Adhiniyam, the country is set for a significant overhaul of its criminal justice system. A Delhi court today reserved an order on a regular bail plea filed by former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi and AAP leader Manish Sisodia in a money laundering and corruption cases connected to liquor policy case. The AAP leader is present in judicial custody in both cases. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rose Avenue Court said that the order will be pronounced on the 38th of this month. 4 Indian women freestyle wrestlers, including Vinesh Pogat, Ansu Malik, Mansi and Ritika, stormed into the semifinals of Asian Olympic qualifiers at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan today. With the win, they are one win away from securing a Paris Olympic quota. Vinesh Pogat pinned her Cambodian opponent Sam Nung Dit in women's 50 kg category. Ansu Malik defeated Kalmira Bilimbetkova of Kyrgyzstan 2-1 in the women's 57 kg category. In Odisha, the death toll has risen to 7 in the tragic boat mishap in Jharsuguda district. The ferry carrying over 50 people capsized in the Mahanadi River near Lakhanpur in Jharsuguda district yesterday. Rescue operations are underway to find the missing people. All the occupants on the boats were from neighboring Chhattisgarh. They were visiting Kharsini, situated in the Ambabona block of the Bargarh district in Odisha. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.